All right, we're running late today. Had a lot of things popping here in the old radio station today.
Well, it's a busy morning. That's why we like it. Busy, busy, busy.
Speak for yourself.
Well.
Rodney Hunter said the North Star, that's hard to say, North Star Deer Hay Barn Fire.
Okay.
Was on fire when he went by, so hopefully they got it out or somebody's going up there to put it out. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully they got that
just
under control.
Up the road. From the old radio ranch.
Not too far from here, that's right. Not too far at all.
Had a half inch of rain last night, so that was good.
Yes. Always half good inch. To get rain, right?
Half inch Saturday night, half inch last night.
We just keep getting a little bit here and there. We've got up to, we're up to 2 inches now?
2.2.
2.2.
Rodney Hunter had 0.4 at his place, and he had an inch the other day, so he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we're all getting just a little bit here and there, and it really makes a difference.
Well, it was so dry for a while, man.
Mm-hmm. Man, it was. It was dry for such a long time. Like, when was it ever going to end? And now, it's kind of ended, you know?
Yeah, for a few days, till the next cold front comes in, according to Doppler Dave.
Until it's not ended anymore.
Well, 105 tomorrow, and then some low
80s. We never know when it's going to be the last rain for a while. So, you know, that's just part of it. Part of living here, part of the fun.
Rangers lose to the Twins 4-2 last night.
I know. What is up with that?
Let's see. They're 35-37 on the season.
Well, they did hit 500 briefly.
The Twins are 34-40.
Oh, really? 34-40. So, well,
which one's worse?
I know. They may end up coming around and winning that series as well. You never know.
Again, tonight, 7:05, and then tomorrow they have a game at 1:35 tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, really? Okay.
A day game tomorrow.
Yes, a day game tomorrow. So, yeah. We don't carry those.
Nah, we ain't got time. We got too much going on for the daytime stuff.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Can't give that crap away. So, anyway... I'm having a rough morning, man. I'm trying to, hard to keep up in here.
Oh, well.
I didn't sleep worth a damn, you know, when it rains at 10 o'clock at night.
What was it that Roy said?
I ain't worth a damn no more.
I ain't worth a damn no more. That's what he said.
No more. My great-great Uncle Roy.
Oh, well, Uncle Roy.
Got the old Rambler out of the garage.
Well, you know, you got to clean those cobwebs out.
Well, he got to retire when he was like 45.
Well, you've been dreaming of that since you were 30, but it hasn't happened yet.
1,600 people came to the old Grand Old Opry House yesterday to say goodbye to Bill Cody from WSM Radio and the voice of the Grand Old Opry.
What a great tribute they did for him.
I see What's-Her-Face is singing there.
What's-Her-Face?
Yeah, I don't know what her name is.
Carly Pierce? Yeah, What's-Her-Face? Wow.
I ain't no country music connoisseur. Oh, man, that's a lot of people, 1,600.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well, it was probably full. I'm sure every seat and standing room only was packed.
His real name was Trent Barry Klutz.
Trent Barry Klutz.
Known to millions as Bill Cody.
Well, good for
on
him.
On the radio, on WSM. Yeah. 50,000 watts at 6:50 a.m. We saw that studio 1 year. When we were there?
Yes, we did.
The old mall or something?
Yeah, we saw it somewhere. I don't know.
Gaylord mm-hmm. Hall or whatever it was. I don't know. The Gaylord Hall?
Gaylord Hall.
The center for the Gaylord Hall.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the Gaylord Center, but it was... that's where the convention was, but...
That's where the studios were in there.
I thought the studios were in one of the bars that we went by.
No.
Or was
no,
it in the...
They're in a mall.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just don't know.
Julia Roll's getting divorced. I don't understand this.
Well, you know, it kind of just came out of nowhere. Jelly Roll filed for divorce on May 18th, and it was... It's written that it's been a mutual decision for the two of them, and they've kept it private, and it just escaped privacy. So now everybody knows Jelly Roll and Bunny XO, they're calling it quits.
Well, she had a lot of money, and he didn't, and now he has a lot of money, and she doesn't.
Oh, she has a lot of money. She's got plenty of money. And she financed one of his albums, maybe his first album, I don't
know.
That
was at 30% interest.
Oh, I'll bet it was.
He's going to get jammed one way or the other.
They did seem like they had a good thing going, you know, but you just don't know. You don't know what's going on.
Here's the joke of the day from Avon B.
We love the joke of the
day.
What
do you call it when a cow grows facial hair?
Oh, cow growing facial hair. I don't know. What do you call it when a cow grows facial hair?
A moustache.
Oh, a moustache. Yay! That's a good one.
Oh, that was a good time down there Friday. They had little people come by, the old farmer's market.
Yes, the farmer's market. Friday was the first day. They had some nice vendors come in from other places and had all kinds of good things there. And some local people selling their things as well. It's the first Friday of it, was this past Friday, but they're having it again this week. And it's 9 to 1, so it covers your early morning.
I thought it was 9 till noon, but it's till 1.
Well, I've been saying 9 till noon all the time, and B says she's been texting you and telling you
she
to tell me 9
tell me
to 1.
She didn't tell me it was freaking 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
And I never knew. I never knew that it was 9 to 1 until Friday. Now I know. It's all good. So, yes, farmer's market here in town, 9 to 1, Fridays until, you know, whenever. And the garden stuff is still coming. Takes time for that stuff to come around.
Beloved Alf star Ann Sheedon has died at 77.
Oh, Alf star.
Kate Tanner. Remember her?
Yeah, I think I do remember her, actually.
She kicked the bucket at 77 yesterday from Fox 7 News in Austin.
Kicked the bucket at 77. Wow.
Yep.
What
I
happened?
I used to watch that show Alf all the time.
I can say I never watched Alf.
Really?
No. I thought it was weird.
That was my favorite show.
I thought it was dumb. I know. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her, but 77 years old.
Hmm.
Household debt hit $18.8 trillion now.
Ooh, woo! Yep. That's a lot of money.
42% of Americans, including myself, think they'll be in debt for the rest of their lives.
Really, they do?
Yep, 42%.
Oh, wow. 42%?
Hell, we're going to be in debt till we're 20 years after we're dead.
No.
Yeah, we are.
No,
we got to sell a couple things out here. What do we got to sell here?
What do you got to sell out here? Let's do a little trade deal right now. Let's see.
Oh,
I got a little honey pot over here. You want to sell the honey pot?
The what?
We got a nice calendar on the wall. Let's sell that. We got 50 cents. Who's?
I'll go check the shed. I don't know. Maybe something out there. That's a lot. 42%. Man.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Well, after the oil price mess that everybody's at a take every penny just to buy gasoline.
Well, the Strait of Hormuz is now officially reopened. The price of crude oil was going all over the place yesterday, supposedly closed at $83 a barrel.
Let me see what's popping on now, because earlier it was down. Let's see what's doing now. You watched that yesterday on my phone.
Yes, you did. You did find a website or something that you could see it changing second by second.
It was pretty cool. I'm like, oh, no, it's 50 cents. Nope, now it's down. $78 right now.
Oh, 78. So it's down $5 from yesterday.
So,
wow.
The Strait of Hormuz. But they said it's going to take a long time because it takes those ships like forever to get through there with the oil.
Well, they have to get through there, right?
Because they go slow.
What they said was that the Saudis cut their production because all of their storage facilities were full. Well, you just dump all that stuff out on a ship and let's get pumping again.
Oh, 73.23.
Let's go.
This is real-time quotes. Down at $1.49 right now. 73.23.
Ooh, all right.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to do...
It opened up at 74.97.
Oh, really? That low? Wow.
At a high of 75.25 and a low of 72.82.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
As of 8 o'clock Central Time, actually. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
That's what I'm... Oh, that's going up now. 73.31.
Oh, okay.
Let's do play-by-play of crude oil.
Let's not do that. Let's something else to talk about.
I'm tired of talking about other stuff. I like crude oil. So, Rod Stewart's in the news, Mr. Rockin' Rod.
Is he getting married again?
Hell no, he's been married 7 times.
He's been married quite a few times. Let's see
how many
times.
He can't afford to get married again, my God.
Let's see how many times
Rod
Stewart's been married.
He's lost everything he's had.
Oh, he hasn't lost anything.
Even his white jeans.
Even him and Tanya wearing those tidy whitey jeans.
He canceled his concert today and tomorrow, or yesterday and today.
Do you know how old
at
he
Red
is?
Rocks. 82.
He's 81.
81.
81.
He was supposed to be at Red Rocks in Colorado yesterday and today. He canceled both concerts. Last minute cancellation.
So he's on his third marriage.
That all?
For 19 years this time. But he's had five partners in addition to the marriages and 8 children. Yeah.
Mm. Yep, so he's supposed to be singing. That would have been good to see him at the Red Rocks Amphitheater, but he canceled yesterday and today.
Really? Well, something's going on there.
Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have seen Rod Stewart there.
You know, he might be fun to watch.
I bet so.
At 81, he's not going to be around too much longer, so you got to catch him while you can.
The backup singer will be David Lee Roth.
Oh, Dave can do all his splits and flips and, you know, all his good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I bet there's people are going to have to get a refund there or something.
Somebody's going to have to get something there. I don't know.
I think I'd be mad if I bought tickets for that.
Well, that's not really how you want it to play out, you know?
JBS closing some beef plants, I noticed, in the old news.
Oh, really? JBS?
Laying off hundreds of country folks.
Oh, hundreds of people.
One of those plants in Greeley, Colorado.
Oh, really? Was that a JBS plant? I was thinking it was a different company.
They got a few different ones over there.
Mm.
JBS is just one of them. If you want to buy a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, you can get one for $1,000.
$1,000?
It starts right up. Brand new tires, but the transmission is out.
Now, you were looking at a 4Runner that was how many years old? 22?
21.
21, and they wanted $4,500 for that. And I couldn't even find a value on that. No one would give me a value on that vehicle.
So it has $1,000 for this thing, or best offer. It starts good, new tires, but the transmission's no good.
Oh, well, so, no wonder it's $1,000.
Comes with a tow rope, it says.
You used to be able to get cars like that for $500. Now it's $1,000.
Some problems on I-70 West yesterday in Denver.
Uh-oh.
Two drivers stopped in the middle of I-70 to pick a fight.
Oh, to pick a fight. Oh, what a great reason to stop.
One guy punched out his window of the other dude's car. The other one pulled a tire iron out of the trunk.
Oh, my gosh. A tire iron? That's going to kill somebody.
Both got a ticket for disorderly conduct from the Wheat Ridge Police.
Hmm.
The Lakewood and Wheat Ridge tracked down the drivers. One was located at Colorado Mills Mall using a drone program they have. The other one was caught and said, yeah, I admit to doing that. And they took him down to the old precinct.
Oh, so he didn't try to hide from it.
Nope. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. That's road rage.
It's caught
right
on video, too. It shows them getting in an argument in the middle lane of I-70. They stop and one guy gets out behind him and punches out the back window. Then he gets back in his car, and then he gets out of his car and gets a tire wrench out and goes after the other dude.
Wow. Wow. That's like, what are they thinking?
And it's all caught on video.
Of course. Somebody everyone would, has a phone that can take a video, people. Really? Come on. Everyone's going to see it. It's going to be on the nightly news, and
there's the white car and then the little dinky car ahead of it.
Oh, so somebody was tailgating, made somebody else mad, get off my tail, and I'll beat you with my tire iron if you don't.
Don't forget to take notice of the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb race coming up on June 21st. Hill where they climb. Race up the old Pikes Peak Highway. Remember
oh,
that
so
one?
Oh, so they race. Oh, that's right. They run crash. Up the highway. They don't have to climb it.
Mm-mm, they race up there in a car.
Well, good for them.
We saw a video about that, remember? And they were going off the road and crashing.
Oh, this is in their cars. Yes, I do
race
remember.
Cars.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do. Okay. I
10 was signs was you're doing
race.
Well in life. You ready?
Oh. Number one, you don't own a radio station.
You what?
You don't own a radio station.
Well, if you want to go insane, do that. This is one that I've heard from Richard D. probably 750,000 times.
750,001.
Guess what number one is?
I don't know. You
At
have
least
a roof,
you got
over,
a
your
roof
head
over your head
and food on the table.
That's number two. Roof over your head is number one. And number two is you had food to eat today.
You had food to eat today. Well, yes, of course.
And number five is you have clean water to drink.
Oh, clean. You know, we don't typically think about the water thing, but that's important too.
Number eight, you have clothes to wear.
Oh, got clothes to wear.
So there's, just a few of the things.
Well, you know.
I bet you never heard that growing up.
No one ever said, well, at least you got a roof over your head and clothes. No, I never heard stuff like that. No,
Lawrence Skuvenek is in the news, whatever his name is, Skuvenek.
Skuvenek?
Texas Tech president.
Oh, okay.
Good news that Brendan is going bye-bye. Bye-bye, Brendan.
Brendan Sorsby has decided to declare for the...
The old draft.
What kind of draft is that? The secondary draft or something like that? What do they call that?
I don't know. You told me what it was yesterday.
But I know. I'm asking because I don't remember.
I don't remember what you said either.
Okay. Well, you're reading something about it, so I thought you might have that information.
It does not say. It says he's leaving for the supplemental draft.
Oh, there it is. The supplemental draft.
It didn't say that, but
draft.
I just remembered what it was.
Yes. And the... statement released by Texas Tech said that they believe that he could win this argument. I don't know how, but it's going to take too long, and he has to declare for this draft by the end of this month. So he's choosing to go that route. I'm surprised that the NFL is interested because, or maybe
they
not.
Don't give a damn. They have people doing worse stuff than that.
They're not allowed to bet on games there either.
They bet on stuff. They do all sorts of things.
And they've
NFL.
Had players get in trouble for that. So, you know.
They steal TVs, all sorts of things.
Oh my gosh, really?
Cody Campbell issued a statement about that. He said he's happy that things have come to an agreement.
Well, they needed to.
Cody and Kirby and Lawrence, all three of them.
Well, Ken Paxton kind of threatened the Big 12 that they better watch out and not try to
Ken Paxton can't do
go
nothing
against
about it.
The court order. And then the Big 12 said, try us on. Because there were AGs from other states that backed the Big 12.
They were boycotting
decision,
everything.
And they were planning to ban Texas Tech from the Big 12 championship.
That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. And now that he's leaving, it and it was the right thing to do, whatever the reason is, it still was the right thing to do.
So Cody Campbell, Kirby, and Lawrence said, we have heard from our Red Raider Nation, and we appreciate your passion.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, the guy needs to go... He really messed up. You know, he didn't just place a few bets. This is thousands of bets. This has been trailing him since he left Indiana. He bet on his own team at Indiana. He was also at Cincinnati. He owes them $1 million because he left before his contract was up. And then when they started investigating him, what did he do? He started betting under other people's names. You know, I mean, this is a big deal. This isn't a... Oh, he just made a mistake. No, this was intentional. This was a lot.
You know who's interested in picking him up, don't you?
I don't know.
The Cowboys.
Oh, well.
They like that kind of drama.
It'll fit right in over there.
Ah, that's no big deal. Come on over. We got people doing all sorts of stuff here.
So, you know, I've never heard of the supplemental draft until this year. How long have they had this thing?
It's a stipend, actually. They pay them a little stipend to go
into
the
draft. Is he going to go? Well, the XFL or whatever it's called, they just finished their season. So he's not going there. You know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
That's a win for Texas Tech.
Brendan Sorsby. I think it's a win for the school.
Yep. They don't need that stuff.
They don't need that drama. They don't need to be connected to something like that. And he should have thought more of the school and wanted to leave just to save them from the embarrassment.
So that's something they don't have to mess with anymore?
Yes, thankfully. It's something we don't have to listen to anymore, too.
I thought he should have done that a long time ago.
I agree.
So our buddy at DFW Sports, Pat Doney, or Donnie, whatever his name is, which cowboy would you like to see be a guest star on King of the Hill?
King of the Hill?
Tony Romo, Daryl Johnston, or Michael Irvin?
Oh, Michael Irvin. I'm going to go for Michael Irvin. Who would you like to see? I would pick Tony Romo. No.
He's my idol.
I know.
He's just a farm kid from Wisconsin.
He's your bud.
Wheat harvest in Texas, 75% complete now.
Is it really? 75%? And the wheat is just... Well, just what Rodney Hunter said this morning. There's just no wheat out there.
Did you record him, by the way?
I actually did.
All right. Because I didn't tell you he was calling.
No, but I heard the phone ring, and then I heard music, and I thought... I don't know who this is, but I better get in here and record it. I barely caught the intro music before you started talking. So, yes, I did get that recorded.
5-year average for Texas is 51% for the wheat harvest. That's usually, it's usually half done by now.
And it's, what is it, 75%? Yeah, because there just isn't much out there.
There ain't no wheat out there. That's what we're
talking about. We ain't got no wheat this year because we had a barely bad drought.
36.7 million people went through Denver International Airport last year.
36.7 million people? Wow, that's a lot of people.
Can you believe that? And they got a couple of the runways shut down because they're doing construction work, so it takes forever now to land and take off.
Denver's not a fun place to fly in and out of.
You get hit by lightning, all sorts of stuff.
We did have a lightning strike on one of our
trips. I was half awake,
there.
Half asleep.
I tell you what, if you're tired, that's going to wake you up. Just like, remember when we went to see the play at Palo Duro Canyon? And this was when we first met. 13 years ago, and you took me to the play in July, and it was miserably hot. It was awful.
Like, what the hell was I thinking?
And I always wanted to go see that play. And somewhere during the play, it's early in the play, they have this lightning bolt that they create, and it's really loud, and you were asleep. And you never went back to sleep after that. It was funny.
It was hot. There was like 1,000 bugs in my ears.
And we were underneath one of the spotlight beams, so the bugs were landing right on
us
in our hair and our shirt. The guy in front of us, his back was covered with bugs. It was really something.
They have closed the Comal River now.
Oh, because of the flooding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, it's bad down there.
It is. The flooding is terrible.
If you missed out earlier, there was a fire at the old dairy up the street, the North Star Dairy.
The North Star Dairy.
The hay barn is on fire.
Their hay barn, and they were getting as much hay out as they could.
Hopefully it's out by now.
Yeah. I didn't even notice any smoke up there.
I didn't either.
But hopefully I'm sure they're equipped to handle things like that. And if there was any help needed, that they did have people come and help them.
We like to do the news tip of the week for Rodney Hunter.
That is
from
the news tip of the week.
There at Hereford Grain Corporation.
$14.70. We'll have your check later today,
or tomorrow, or the next week, or the next month.
We'll have to think about it.
So anyway, that was interesting. I said, "Well, just give me a ring and tell." I said, "Take some pictures." He said, "Well, I'm already at work, dude."
Yeah, he's long gone from like, there now. So.
I'm already up the road. I thought maybe he was just driving by at the time he sent me that message.
He's not the rubbernecker that's going to stop on the side of the road and take pictures and videos and sit there and watch for an hour. He's going to go to work and do his thing.
The New Braunfels chief of police said there's a problem with flooding, so don't come down there on vacation right now.
You know, it's been drought, 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 and now it's flood. Flood, 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 flood. And it's all over.
Forecasters with the National Weather Service down there at San Antonio are predicting more thunderstorms again today.
Oh, really? You know, I'm not sure how many times they've told us, oh, the rain's over for a while, we're not going to get any rain.
You
and then,
can't believe all
and
that
And then
stuff.
We get more rain. Like, what is this? I don't know. I don't know.
Foreign investors now own 46 million acres of American farmland.
Foreign investors? So how are they buying this farmland if they have this whole thing in place to keep foreign entities from purchasing our farmland?
Canada, China, Saudi Arabia, just a few of the folks buying our stuff.
That's not supposed to be happening.
Well, it is.
I know.
I don't know what's going on either. They're probably putting it in like somebody's name that lives somewhere, you know, some kind of a paperwork finagling.
Oh, yeah. They're creating companies in this country, you know, that there are really owned by other people and from other countries, and that's how they do it.
In Dimmitt, you can buy a 1964 Chevy 1500 regular cab pickup for only $3,800.
Oh, $3,800.
It looks pretty nice. Look at that. It's got mag wheels.
Oh, wow. It has some orange paint on it. It has some of that rust color, too.
Has a 350 motor, but the truck don't run.
Oh, man.
Nope.
The truck don't run.
1,000 miles on it.
Oh, man.
Why is our... Somebody must be mowing somewhere. My phone's going crazy.
Mowing?
On the old camera.
Oh.
Maybe it's that goofball we know.
Maybe.
Hey, did you see who was on RFD? Johnny J.
Well, of course. They love him there.
Yeah, he was doing a little wheat harvest update.
Let's see.
Damaging winds last night. Guess where this happened at?
Damaging winds.
3 miles north of Bovina.
Oh, really? Really? Bovina? Wow.
8 o'clock last night. Tore a roof off of a building there just a few miles outside of town.
Oh, my goodness.
Snapped some telephone poles.
Wow. That's crazy.
According to Nathan Matson, 3 power poles were snapped on FM 1734, 3 miles north of Bovina at 8 o'clock last night.
That's crazy stuff.
So, you know, a few years ago they introduced wolves back to Colorado?
Yes.
Well, one wolf has killed 22 sheep so far.
Well, I know that the farmers and the ranchers, anybody who has livestock, isn't happy about them reintroducing wolves. They don't want that.
You don't put them out there. That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's very controversial, and who knows how they'll figure it out.
The ranchers said, we hired some range riders to watch over the flocks, but we even got guard dogs. And
yeah.
Guess what?
And the wolves are going to outpower everything they can get out there to protect their livestock.
There's no way you can have 24/7
no
security.
22 sheep, you said?
22 sheep.
Okay.
They need to get the blink camera, I guess.
Yeah, the blink camera.
It goes off if you sneeze.
It can. It can be very sensitive if you want it to be.
From more news from 9 News, drought forces Colorado pumpkin farmers to cancel their 2026 pumpkin season.
Oh, really?
It's been so dry they can't even raise a dang pumpkin.
They can't grow pumpkins?
Nope.
No.
Yep.
I love pumpkins.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
what are we going to do?
No pumpkins up there this year.
Oh, man. That's very concerning that, you know.
It's a lot drier than it's been here.
It is. It is. Well, you know what time it is.
The USDA crop progress report shows corn is 68% good to excellent.
Oh, is it? Yeah. So far, the crops look really good this year. Right now, with the rains that we're getting, all the crops that are in the ground, they seem to be coming along really well. Of course, we don't know what's coming in the future, so we're just hopeful that things continue.
Soybeans 95% planted.
Oh, my soybeans.
And 66% are in good condition.
Mmm.
You like to eat soybeans. We used to have to buy a soybean to see if it was ready to harvest or not.
I'm pretty sure I've never eaten soybeans.
Well, you don't eat them, but you take a bite on them.
I think the only thing I've had related to soybeans is soy sauce. I don't know that I've ever had it.
We didn't even get to the prostitution sting.
No, in Amarillo, prostitution sting, there was a pastor, right?
Yeah.
Got caught up in that. And he was a...
David Ritchie.
Yeah, he was even a teacher at
WT.
WT.
Charged with solicitation of prostitution.
Yeah, that's...
And another 7 other people were arrested, too.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
His bio has been removed from the church's website.
Well, there you go. I'll show him.
He just spoke on the 7th of June.
I'll show him the 7th of June.
Yeah.
8 days
ago. He was a speaker during a service on June 7th.
Wow. Well, he's not going to be speaking anymore. Not to them, anyway.
What's wrong with people, you stupid people?
I don't know. This is, to me, is not any different from Sorsby at Texas Tech doing all the things that he did. Like, do you really think you're not going to get caught? Do you
but
really think
young.
It's not going to catch up with you? Well,
he's young.
He might be young, but we're talking thousands.
These other
of
people
vets.
Are, like, not young.
No.
42 years old.
You're supposed to know better when you're older, but we all know that doesn't always correlate. Okay. Hey, thanks to Clifford.
We forgot
our shout out to Clifford. His wife at the coffee shop said that, hey, he says you got a pretty good morning show going over there. So shout out to
Clifford. I asked her if she listens. She's like, no.
No, my husband told me about it.
It was like garbage. Yeah, we like it when the dog catcher listens.
We do. And like we say every day, we really do appreciate everyone who listens. And let people know about it. Maybe they want to listen too. You never know. Listen to this
We've
nonsense.
Been playing catch up all
Don't forget
morning,
about
man.
Dad Fest coming up Friday and Saturday this week. It's a lot of fun
Pastor
in Hereford.
Ted.
It is really all kinds of great stuff going on up there. Great way to celebrate Dad. Father's Day is Sunday. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Todd Nancy in the morning in the Agriplex Report. We did have a short show today. We had a lot of stuff going on
oh,
before.
Man.
But tomorrow's another day, and we're going to have a better one. Thanks.
No,
keep
it
locked in
busy.
To KDHN 1470 AM 102.7 FM. It is the best station in the Texas Panhandle. We know it. You know it. Keep it locked in. We're done for today, and we'll be back tomorrow.